Excellencies, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and also thanks for inviting Bangladesh to provide comments on the second draft of good practices and lessons learned in transboundary data sharing. I've read the chapter 2, case studies are perfectly analyzed, and relevant lessons have been found out properly from these case studies. Excellencies, Bangladesh is the lowermost riparian country of the three mighty Himalayan rivers, the Ganges, the Brahmaputra, the Meghna. There are more than 400 rivers in Bangladesh. Among them, 57 rivers are transboundary. The Ganges River is a significant component of the Ganges-Brahmaputra-Meghna River Basin system, which is shared by India and Bangladesh. The Ganges River Basin covers almost 30% of total area of Bangladesh. The agriculture and livelihood in the southeastern part of Bangladesh depend largely on the fresh water of the Ganges River. In 1996, Bangladesh and India signed a historic agreement on Ganges River called the Ganges Water Sharing Treaty for a period of 30 years. The treaty deals with the sharing of water in dry season between 1st January and 31st May. The monitoring of the implementation of the treaty is carried out by both Bangladesh and India jointly. A joint monitoring team comprising members from both countries conduct the monitoring procedure. The total flow released to Bangladesh, the flow received from India, and water level are measured regularly from 1st January to 31st May. Data are published in Joint Rivers Commission Bangladesh website. Excellencies, a case study in Chapter 2 is shared regarding the Ganges Water Sharing Treaty 1996. The monitoring and the data sharing system of this treaty is described in the case study of Bangladesh. This case study is provided by my respected colleague, Mr. M.D. Riyadur Rahman. Excellencies, I think that the publication Good Practices and Lessons Learned in Transboundary Data Sharing will be a data repository in the field of transboundary water cooperation. Thanks all.